Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The weather is in the news again as another system is expected to move into Transylvania County tonight. We'll have the latest weather information for you right after the news. The Dillsborough Dam is coming down. Eric Moore of WRJC in Silva reported yesterday he was there live when demolition began yesterday morning.
There are a number of people, I would put that number at about 150 or so, on both banks of the Tuckasegee River, watching what's going on here in Dillsborough this morning. I'd like to bring in Fred Alexander, Duke's District Manager for Government and Community Relations. And Fred, your reaction to this day and this moment that's been a long time in the making.
Well, we're certainly glad to finally have gotten to this point, but quite frankly, the big, most important thing is that this marks the beginning of a very new day in the health of the river and also in the number of recreational amenities that Duke will begin to be able to start putting in once we get our federal licenses for operating these projects. And that'll begin as a result of this dam coming out.
Talking with Duke Energy's Fred Alexander. Fred, thank you very much for joining us. We are broadcasting live from the Dillsborough Dam, where the initial stages of dam removal are now in progress. There's a large crane, I guess, or backhoe, and it has affixed to it what looks like a giant jackhammer, and it appears that they're taking in certain sections and getting ready for the removal of the dam, although at this time, as a couple of hundred people watch, it's still fully intact. It's just that the work has begun. We bring in Jeremy Duke for an additional perspective, and Jeremy, quite a sight to behold as we're sitting here watching a dam that has stood since 1927, now on February 3rd, 2010, coming down. Your thoughts?
It is quite a historical moment to think of the impact of how long it has been here. I was talking with the gentleman just a few moments ago and discovered what they were doing with the kind of the pile driver on the end of the crane or backhoe, as you were alluding to. From standing from the bridge on the highway, looking at it, they're taking the left side and they're going to break a portion of that off, allowing the water to flow out on that side to lower the water level on the other side of the dam, so they can bring in a second one and then start working as a team and in tandem and tear the rest of it down.
Eric Moore reporting live from Dillsborough yesterday. You can follow the progress of the team of doctors from Park Ridge Hospital who are in Haiti online. The group is blogging, and that site is accessible through the Hendersonville Times News or at parkridgeinhaiti.blogspot.com. The group left for Port-au-Prince last week with medical supplies and a load of mats for those survivors sleeping on the ground. The team's concentrating on orthopedic surgery and care. Baseball game scheduled for this Saturday, February 6th, and Sunday the 7th against Ohio Valley and Brevard College have been canceled due to the inclement weather coming in. The Tornadoes are set to open their season Wednesday, February 10th, when they travel to Anderson for a 3 p.m. game. And weather permitting, will air the Brevard High Smoky Mountain game tonight. It'll start about 6:30 with Jim Stewart calling the action. The game was moved from Friday because of the weather forecast. We'll let you know if they cancel the game later today. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.